Good morning. We're having a good conversation up here already. We are. I'm Pastor Angela. Good to meet you this morning, some of you. Good to see you again. Some of you have been away for a couple of weeks. It's good to be back. So, this morning we had a really strange and yet funny story. And it got me thinking about my stuff. I just was visiting my niece and nephew, and each one of them has a piggy bank in their rooms. Who has a piggy bank in your room? Do you have a piggy bank?
I have a turtle bank.
You have a turtle bank. Okay, turtle bank, horse bank, whatever.
Bank.
You have a monkey bank.
It was on top of my white shelf bed.
Cool. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It scattered everywhere.
Oh, shucks.
So in the replace it, I asked if I could use one of
my turtle bank filled.
That's awesome. Do you have a bank? I saw you raise your hand. You have a piggy bank. Who has a bank account? Do any of you have a bank account?
My mom.
Ah, you're rich.
My mom.
Your mom. So you share it with your mom, right? Smart. Yeah. You kind of do. Yeah. So that's kind of like your bank account. Hey there, little one. So question, do you know who that belongs to? Who does your stuff belong to?
Us. Family.
You, your family.
God.
Ah, you're so smart. And yeah. So this morning, the text for this morning, you have a piggy bank too?
And my brother.
And your brother does too. Guess what? You know who that piggy bank belongs to?
God.
God.
Because
it's not
God
yours.
Is your piggy bank.
No, God is not your piggy bank. I'm sorry. God is not your piggy bank, but God owns your piggy bank. Guess what you get to do with it?
I'm letting God.
You get to care for it.
Yay.
You get to care for it. Who owns the clothes you wear?
God.
Correct. Because you're just so smart. God is the answer to everything this morning, right? God owns everything. Everything is God's. Even you.
No.
You are so on top of things this morning.
I know why everything is God that's made a problem. Because if God's the earth, basically,
yeah.
He died on it.
Well, and God created this earth, right? So all that we have is God's. And so if we get to care for it, how is it that you think we should care for it? Do we just take it for granted and throw it in the wind and just get rid of stuff because it's wasteful? No.
Not even your feet, because it is God's.
Yeah, your feet are God's too.
Because
all things are God's. So I'm going to challenge you this morning to, when you go home, look at your bedrooms, if you share one with your brother or sister or anything, like look at everything that's around you and realize this is all God's. It's
even
not mine.
Bed.
Even your bed.
Even my eyeball?
Yes. So everything you have, you are called to take care of it well because it is God's. Can we pray before you head back? Bow your heads with me and pray. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks for the gift of so much in our lives. We pray that you help us to care for what you give us well so that we may use it to show others your love. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. You may head back to your seats. We'll continue.